אתם עם SBS בעברית. And now let's have a chat to Yossi Goldfarb, the president of Zionism Victoria. Shalom, Yossi.
Hi, Amit. Pleasure to be here.
And thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Shalom Australia. As for 2024, how long have you been the president of Zionism Victoria?
It's been about three, or coming up to 3.5 years now since I started this voluntary role.
Okay, would you like to tell a bit about yourself?
Well, I am from this community. I was born here in Melbourne. I have an Israeli father and a mother who came here after the war. I went to school here. I was in the youth movements here. I lived in Israel for a little bit of time in my early 20s, where I studied, and I also served in the IDF. And then since I've been back here, I've been working and taking some voluntary roles in the community from time to time.
Nice. Okay, let's talk about Zionism Victoria. What makes your organization different from other Jewish organizations in Victoria or Australia?
Well, the aims of Zionism Victoria are really just very simply to connect the community here, both the Jewish community and the broader community, with Israel. And on the other side, to connect Israel with the community, we do that through events, we do that through advocacy, we do that through promotion and marketing and social media and all those kinds of things. What makes us different? I'm not sure that I'd use the word different. I mean, what I would say is we are a roof body. So together with the Jewish Community Council, the Zionism Victoria and the JCCV are the two sort of recognised roof bodies of the community. We have about 55 different organisations who are affiliated to us. So our role is not so much about pursuing one interest, but it's about representing the community and on the other side to provide opportunities for the community through those organizations and more generally for people to connect with Israel.
You mentioned the events. Zionism Victoria has been involved with dozens of community events and rallies. Share with us a little about what has been happening specifically since October the 7th.
I think there's been two main areas of activity since October 7th for us anyway. One has been to provide the community with an opportunity to come together, to understand more deeply what's happening in Israel, to understand the impact of October 7 and the war that Israel didn't seek but has been engaged in since then, and how that impacts Israeli society. And giving our community a chance to come together as well, like at all the different events, and you mentioned dozens, and I think there probably have been, through all the different events that we've done, you've always sensed that there's a great feeling that people want to join together. Even a week or so ago, when we had a bike ride to mark the 100 days, unfortunately, of the war, we had about 1,000 people just coming together on a Sunday morning in Carnegie just to mark those opportunities, and this is one of our main objectives. The other objective, of course, is advocacy. We've been working very closely with the government, with the media, with other bodies to sort of, so they understand the Jewish position. And more specifically, I guess, as things have unfolded since October 7, and we've seen a lot of anti-Semitism rear its head in Australia, we've been working with the government and the police about how to address that.
And I will touch on the anti-Semitism in a second. As same as we see the Jewish rallies, we also see a lot of pro-Palestinian rallies on a large scale in Sydney, in front of the Opera House, and in Melbourne CBD. What is your take on this?
Well, there are certainly more of their community here in Melbourne, so certainly, you know, you would expect there to be more people. I think that, on the whole, each community does things in their own way. I think for our point of view, like I said to you, this is about providing our community with the meaningful opportunities to gather together, express our solidarity with Israel. We're not protesting. I think the main difference between the two different rallies is we're not protesting against something. We're protesting for something. We're demonstrating for identity with Israel, for to stand up with Israel. We're not here to protest against the Palestinian people, who are also the victims in this, in terms of their being the victims of Hamas in Gaza. We're protesting for a resolution. We're protesting, obviously, so that the hostages are brought home. And we're protesting, and hopefully that one day there'll be an end to this conflict as well.
Australia is a multicultural society, and what would you suggest can be done better to improve relations between the Jewish community and the Muslim communities here in Australia for better relations, peace and harmony?
It's a good question, and this is a topic discussion that I've been having with members of our community and members of government as well. I think, firstly, I understand that people obviously from other communities are going to be supportive of the Palestinians in Gaza, and that's totally acceptable and understandable in the same way that we're supportive of our family and our friends in Israel as well. But when that support crosses the line to anti-Semitism, as we've seen so many times in the rallies in terms of what people say there, in terms of the signs that people hold up, in terms of the stickers that litter the city afterwards, I think that that's crossing a line. And what we need to see on that side is protest, sure, identify, sure, but don't, in the same way that I said, we're not here protesting against anyone, that, you know, maybe that they could be concentrating on what they're for rather than what they're against.
It's probably the first time ever that Jews in Australia are feeling unsafe, and I'm talking, of course, about the rise of anti-Semitism. There is an impression that the police and the government aren't doing enough about this. What do you think?
I think there's certainly a feeling that the police aren't doing enough. I heard just a few days ago that since October 7, there's been about 40 or so arrests in Victoria for hate-related crimes or anti-Semitic-related crimes, which is certainly a good thing. I think certainly what isn't happening enough is that it's not communicated enough that this is unacceptable. We've seen statements from, say, some local governments, and I'm not talking about the local governments that have sort of decided to weigh in on international politics, but our local governments that talk about, we want a harmonious lifestyle here in our municipality, but don't actually call out the anti-Semitism, don't actually call out the hate. I think that bodies need to be much stronger in sort of identifying anti-Semitism for what it is, calling it out when they see it, and making sure that not just that they are responding to what's happening, but making sure that that people can see what is happening as well. I think a lot of the fear comes from the fact that we're operating a little bit where we see these incidents of anti-Semitism and we don't see the response, and I think that's a real problem.
How do you attempt to readdress anti-Israeli bias in the media and in social networks?
Well, there are obviously things that we do, whether ourselves or our partners like the Zionist Federation, that we have a very strong presence on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok. But in a sense, social media isn't, personally, I mean, I think people think that social media is the problem, and social media is not the problem. The problem is ignorance, the problem is the lack of education, and the problem, as we've seen all too clearly, is anti-Semitism. What social media does, though, is it amplifies all of that, and it catalyzes all of that. So it takes these perennial problems that we've always had of people being not understanding the conflict, or people thinking it's way simpler than it really is. They think it's like cowboys and Indians, good versus bad, right? And when it's obviously much more nuanced and much more sophisticated. And social media then just, I guess, enhances that simplicity, and then it just embeds this hatred. So the answer is what it's always been, education and awareness. But the challenge now is to do that in a way that the social media generation will be able to consume our side of the narrative as well.
Mm-hmm. Any upcoming events that may be an interest to the wider community?
Yes, we're planning quite a large community event at the beginning of March. We've just been working on that this week, and we'll have more information about that in the coming weeks. And of course, later in the year, the middle of May, is Yom HaTzmaut, Yom HaZikaron, where we always produce some the community significant events for those occasions. And I think given what's happening, obviously, as we put the plans into place, we'll be really looking to emphasise how October 7 has impacted the community, has impacted Israel, and I expect that especially Yom HaZikaron ceremony will be a major focus this year.
By the way, Zionism Victoria is obviously based in Victoria, but do you collaborate with other Jewish organizations across Australia?
Yes, of course we do. We work closely with all the community across the country, through ourselves and the Zionist Federation as the national roof body as well. I know that there will certainly be events in Sydney, and I imagine in Perth and Brisbane and Adelaide as well. And again, if any listeners are interested in finding out more, then I encourage them to contact our office or the Office of the Zionist Federation or our website or Zionist Federation's website. I'm sure there'll be plenty of information for people.
Okay, Yossi Goldfarb, the president of Zionism Victoria. Thank you so much for speaking to us today.
Thanks for me.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.